And I hope that 2021 has treated you very well in the 3 days that we've had so far. I just moved my headset too much, so now we're back. That is what happens sometimes when it's different than normal. Hopefully we'll be back together at some point. We'll see. Just keep praying, keep doing what you're supposed to do. I assume that school starts tomorrow. I don't actually know how school works anymore because I don't go there. But we're starting a new series this month in January. It's called All Things New. You may recognize that from the title of my podcast, and that is somewhat on purpose, but also because everybody, especially for 2020, looks to the next year, especially as we get near the end. It's like, well, let's start fresh. Let's have a new start. Let's have a new time together. People do New Year's resolutions. People do a lot of different things to prepare to start again, and it's a natural calendar start where you can really just get a new calendar and you can have the cute little puppies on the wall, and it's like, hey, you know, I want to do better this year. I know that for myself, I usually make not resolutions, but I make goals or at least hopes that I want to do differently, and then very often I stop, but it's something that we should try. I know that in the next couple weeks, the gyms, even at this point in history, will be pretty packed as much as they can be, and then a couple weeks after that, they're not, but there are some things that are more important. Most things are more important than that. And the whole point of starting the series like that is that we do have a fresh start. Now, 2020 was obviously different than most years. It was obviously very not like any other year. And so it's something that was hard to deal with. A lot of people lost a lot of things. A lot of people lost money. Some people lost jobs. Some people lost lives. Some people lost hope. And so it's been this concerted effort to look to the next year and start again. And so let's do that. But not in terms of forgetting last year, not in terms of being like, hey, that didn't happen. In terms of just doing better, in terms of living right, in terms of taking that fresh start and making it mean something, making all things new. And so I want to read from Isaiah chapter 40, verses 26 through 31. Look up into the heavens. Who created all the stars? He brings them out like an army, one after another, calling each by its name. Because of his great power and incomparable strength, not a single one is missing. So this is Isaiah talking about God. And he's like, hey, look up in the heavens. Look up at the stars. Look up at the planets. Look up at whatever it is that you can see. And just see all of that. I would challenge you as soon as I'm done to go and count every star that you can see. Probably not going to get very far. You're going to get bored. You're going to get tired because there's so many. One of the most interesting things to me is that most of the stars that we see, they died a long time ago, but it takes the light a while to get to us, and yet that light continues long after they're gone. And that's our entire goal for our life, is for our light, the light that we show, the way that we show Jesus in the schools, to our parents, to our families, to our kids, that's to the parents. The light lives after us. We build a legacy. And so Isaiah's talking about it. He's like, look, who created all the stars? It's not a pop quiz. He's not saying it to seem smart. He's saying it because it's like, hey, God has this. 2020 was extraordinarily difficult for some people. And yet God had it. God has 2021. God has every year. God has your life. That doesn't mean you're not going to face hard things. It doesn't mean there aren't going to be difficult things. It doesn't mean you're going to have trouble at work, trouble at school, trouble at home, trouble in Walmart. It doesn't mean that there aren't going to be tough things. But it means that God will be there, that God has it, that God is bigger than all of that, because he has incomparable strength. He has great power. He made all of the stars, all of that light, all of the physics that go into it, all of the science, everything he made, and he did it for us. And that's how I want you to start the year. That's how I want to start this series, because as much as we just hope that every day is better than the last, as much as we hope this year is better than last, there'll still be struggles along the way. And so when we get to those, say, okay, God has this. Doesn't mean you're not going to worry. It doesn't mean you're not going to hurt. It doesn't mean you're not going to be sad. But God has this. And then you start there and you go forward. Next verse. Oh, Jacob, how can you say the Lord does not see your troubles? Oh, Israel, how can you say God ignores your rights? Have you never heard? Have you never understood? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of all the earth. He never grows weak or weary. No one can measure the depths of his understanding. So basically it goes down to this. When things are good, we feel pretty good about everything. We feel good about God, and we feel good about our faith, and we feel good about our life, and we feel good about school, we feel good about home, we feel good about everything. And then when things get hard, when things get bad, when somebody is hurting us, when we're hurting someone else, when things are tough, when we lose something, when we lose someone, it's like nobody cares. Nobody's there for me. And sometimes that really truly feels true. Nobody is going to help. And we say that and we feel that. I know for me, I feel that sometimes. And he's, again, Isaiah's not saying this to shame people. I'm not saying this to shame people because that's a natural human feeling. Regardless of where you fall on the depression, not depression, whatever else is going on in your life, sadness, happiness, however your days are, there's nothing wrong with feeling sad, with feeling lost sometimes, with feeling hurt, with feeling like nobody's there. But Isaiah's not pointing that out, so it's like, hey, yeah, feel like this all the time. He's pointing it out because, hey, God doesn't give up. God doesn't go away. God doesn't stop. God doesn't forget you. Never will God forget you. God's love lasts forever. God's love for you, God's love for everyone is all-encompassing. It's forever. In your lives, you will lose people. And I don't just mean to death. I mean you'll lose people. People will walk out of your life. They'll move, or they'll break up with you, or they'll just stop talking. They'll ghost you. And it's going to hurt. Each and every time it's going to hurt. Sometimes a lot, sometimes a little. Sometimes you'll walk out of other people's lives. And we're kind of conditioned to that. We're kind of conditioned to like, oh, well, you know, this is a good season for the Bengals. And nobody's really said that for decades. But this is a good season for my favorite team. This is a good year for my grades. This is a good year for this person, whatever. Or this is a bad year, blah, blah, blah. We're conditioned to how everything can change. How everything can be up and down, how a single day can be up and down, and that's true. And yet for God, that's not. For God, it doesn't matter whether all of our days are bad or good. He loves us. He wants them to be good, but he's still the same. He still helps us. He's still listening. When we are having the most amazing week ever, and everything is going wonderfully, and our friends are being kind, or we're getting gifts, or we're just really happy, or we got a new car, or we got the youth pastor a new car, or something that just makes us so happy, or we paid for his old one, even better. Something that makes you so happy. God's there. He's rejoicing with you. He's saying, yeah, I love this. Tell me more about it. Tell me more about how good your life is. When things are awful, when you feel like no one has your back, when you feel like you've lost everything, when you feel like it can't get any worse, when you feel like it'll never get any better, God still has your back. He's still there. He's still holding you up. He's still saying, hey, I get it. I know this is hard, but I love you still the same, the exact same, whether you're a success or failing. I love you the exact same, and I'm with you. Listen to me. Talk to me. So, as much as we love to share our victories, to share our hopes, to share our dreams, we also should share our sorrows. Because God listens to those. And he helps us. We are never truly alone. There is no ability for us, no way for us to understand the mind of God. We can't understand how all of that works. We can't understand how before creation, God was still there. We just don't get that. But he understands our minds because he created them. He understands what we face. When he sent Jesus, when he came to earth, he lived as a human to show that understanding, to show that love, to be among us and to show us, hey, I'm walking with you. And people hated Jesus at times. They made fun of him. They bullied him. And he kept walking forward. He kept helping. He kept loving. He loved the bullies. He loved the bullied. Now, that's not to say that it's good to be a bully. He never would say that. But he loved them and hoped for them. And that's what God wants for us. Last part of the scripture. He gives power to the weak and strength to the powerless. Even youths will become weak and tired, and young men will fall in exhaustion. But those who trust in the Lord will find new strength.
They will soar high on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not grow faint.
A couple things just from the original words here. For weak, where weak is shown here, and he gives power to the weak, and even youths will become weak. That translates, that officially means in Hebrew, failure through the loss of inherent strength. And that means basically that even the strongest sometimes feel weak. It means that even knowing that God is perfect and God is with you, that sometimes you're going to fail. Not completely fail, but sometimes you're going to get a bad grade. Sometimes you're going to hurt someone's feelings. Sometimes you're going to have your feelings hurt. Sometimes you're going to lose the job. Sometimes you're going to just do the wrong thing. Sometimes we fail. And that's hard. I'm hugely competitive. And I love to win. And I'm not just talking in Fortnite or in sports. I'm talking period. I love to win. I want to be the first one. I want to beat the GPS. I want to just win everything all the time. Not to brag about it, because I don't like to do that. I don't like to point attention to myself, but I like that competitiveness. And yet sometimes I don't win. Sometimes I fail and it hurts. Sometimes I've had people walk out on me. Sometimes I've lost people. Sometimes I've been a failure in some ways, in my own eyes often. And it hurts. I would love to say that Genesis, my version, sold millions and millions of copies. And obviously did not. There are a lot of things I want to do in terms of publishing, in terms of life, in terms of all these things. And each year, each day that I don't do them, I feel like a failure. And God knows that. He understands that, but he never does that. And so that's what weak means. It says he gives power to the weak. It doesn't say you're never going to fail in him. It means that he will never allow you to stay there. It means that when you fail, he will lift you up and say, hey, it's good. Learn from this and move forward, because he never fails. His love never fails. And then the other word here, even youths, which just means anybody, does not grow tired, or even youths will become weak and tired. And that tired literally means exhaustion because of the hardness of life. Life's hard. Life is very difficult, regardless of what else is going around in the world. Waking up every day can be difficult. Dealing with your parents can be difficult. Parents, dealing with your kids can be difficult. Dealing with the people at work, dealing with the people at school, dealing with teachers, dealing with me can be difficult. Even for me, it can be difficult. Because life is hard sometimes. And it's easy in those cases to be like, man, it's just always going to be hard. I just give up. But God is right there saying, hey, everyone feels this from time to time. You're going to be okay. Just look up. Look at me. Walk with me. I remember Peter walking on the water, and I've talked about this before in a message just not too long ago. He literally did walk on the water. We forget that because we think about the sinking and the failing, but he literally walked on the water. And then he sank, and Jesus helped him up, and then he did better. He lived for him. He ministered for him. Your failures do not define you. The hardness of life does not define you. And I hope that there's not been any so far this year, but maybe there has already. Or maybe it starts tomorrow. Maybe it starts next week. Life will be hard again. And I'm not saying that so you're like, oh, what's the point? I'm saying that because God will be there. And one of my favorite poems, and it's been used a lot, I've used it a lot, The Footsteps in the Sand. Where there's this guy walking and he sees two footsteps and he's talking to Jesus. And he's like, hey, this is cool. You're walking with me. There's all the good times. And then there's just one set of steps. And he's like, wait, where'd you go? And was I all alone there? And Jesus is like, no, I was carrying you there. He still felt the pain at times. And yet Jesus carried him, just like he will carry us. And so that's what this year should be about remembering that sometimes it's going to be hard. Sometimes we're going to fail. Sometimes we're going to be hurt. And yet God still loves us. We're still complete. We're still enough. And so we pick up and move, walk forward. And then at the end there, and this is a fairly common verse, but those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not grow faint. And as in addition to being encouraging, the way that is written is kind of out of order. We look at that and it's like, wait, so you fly first, and then you run, and then you walk? That doesn't make any sense. You don't take a baby and say, hey, here you go, fly. Please, don't do that. You don't say, hey, kid, you're not running well enough. It's like, hey, you got to learn to crawl first. But see, in God, it's different. And this means that we fly when we look at God and say, okay, I'm starting my day, I'm starting my year, I'm starting my life with you, Lord. And I know that I'm victorious in you ultimately, and I know that I can do anything, so I'm going to fly like that. And then as we get started, we're running and we're hoping. And at the beginning of any new endeavor, at the beginning of everything new, we feel pretty good about it. Maybe nervous, maybe worried, but we feel pretty good. It's like anything can happen. And then we start walking because that's the daily thing of life. You can't run all of the time. It's not possible. Even like Usain Bolt or some famous marathoner that I don't know couldn't run all the time. Even Terry can't run all the time. But God is always with us, helping us to soar. And so that's why it's written that way. And that's why I wanted to start with this message. Because no matter what you face, God will give you strength. No matter what happens tomorrow or the day after or yesterday or whatever, God will give you strength. No matter how you feel, no matter how many times you fall down, He will help you to get back up and move forward. And you will soar on wings like eagles. Not because of you, but because of His love for you, because of His help to you. And then He will show you your value. This year, as I've said, will hopefully be better for more people than last year. But it'd be foolish to think that it's going to be perfect. No year is. But we have this chance on January 3rd. We have this chance to start fresh, to learn from these words, to learn from our past, to learn from other people's past, to learn from our present, and to improve our future. Not just in our success, not just in how we live, but in how we treat other people and how we show Jesus to other people and how we live in front of other people. Sometimes I feel like most of my messages can be summarized into love God, love others, and mostly that's on purpose. Entirely that's on purpose. But sometimes when I'm at my darkest, when I'm doubting myself, I'm like, just say the same thing all the time. And even though I know that's not true, even though I do put a lot of effort into series and to each message and to even what shirt goes with them, to title screens, to all this stuff, I still doubt myself. And yet I do not doubt God. And I trust His direction and I trust His message. And if the only thing you ever take from all of my messages is love God, love others, good. Because that's good. Because that's worth it. That's the message. That's the life. That's the faith. And so do that. Start on today, January 4th. Today's January 3rd, but January 4th. Wake up and start. It doesn't mean you're going to be perfect. It doesn't mean that you're going to treat everyone perfectly. But start to direct yourself towards God and to point that light to everyone else. Have a fresh start. Doesn't matter what happened last year. Doesn't matter what happened in the rest of your life. Learn from it, grow from it, and move forward, soaring on wings like eagles. And that's all I got.